1320 WILS. We're rolling through the candidates here for Lansing City Council. There are eight candidates this time around for in three unique areas. One at large, and in that race, there are four candidates going for two spots. And one of the incumbents has been there for the last 15 years, and that is Carol Wood. She has run for mayor before in the city of Lansing unsuccessfully, but she has been, depending on your political viewpoint, very successful as a, I would say, one of the top retail politicians here in mid-Michigan. Carol Wood joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Now, I want to ask you about something. Can you remember back to where you weren't in public service?
Yes,
okay.
I can.
Good, because what I want to know is, you know, I know we get into the bio, the background. Yeah. I want to know what you think your most significant accomplishment is outside of public service. What have you done in your life that you think, whether it's in private business, whether it's with, you know, whatever, what do you think you've done that you're most proud of that doesn't have anything to do with the public sector, Carol Wood?
I would believe it's raising two sons. I have two grown sons that have families, and when I look at how they're raising their children and some of the values that I taught them as a family and seeing what they're instilling in their children, I think that's the thing that I feel most successful about. I think the next would be my relationship with my mom and how not only were we a mother and daughter, but we were friends. And not all children relationships can say that they're friends with their parents as well. And that was something that happened later in life after I had my own children. But it was a unique opportunity to have my mom as my best friend.
And of course, she died very tragically. She was murdered on the west side right there off of MLK and in the neighborhood where she lived, a church, everything right there.
Yes.
And did that help shape who you are as a public servant?
Well,
that particular incident and the fact that a lot of those things that come under your purvey in terms of crime, law enforcement in the city, safe streets, safe neighborhoods, does that help shape you?
Well, before her murder, having a voice for the neighborhoods and talking about the stability and feeling safe in a neighborhood, you know, those crime and safety issues were brought on much, much sooner than that. But I think since then, you know, many people have said to me, why are you still here? You know, why didn't you stop? Why didn't you move? Why didn't you, you know, leave the city? And my answer to that was that would be giving up. That would be giving power, additional power to someone who had taken my mother's life. And I was not going to do that. There needed to be a voice out there and there needed to be someone to stand up and say, enough is enough. We need to make change, and Lansing is a great place to live.
Is there a singular accomplishment that you're particularly proud of as a public servant in the last 15 years?
You know, some of the legislation that I've been involved in, I think, has been extremely important. We have a universal development agreement that is out there that's now all developers that are getting incentives have to sign on to and state what it is they actually are going to accomplish so that we can hold them to that criteria. I also look at the diversity spending. We passed an ordinance that required the city, as we were spending our dollars, that we were making sure that we were dealing with local businesses and that we were dealing with a diversity within those businesses. And I think those are important. And, you know, another one that was in extremely important had to do with funding police positions and making sure that, again, that we had officers on the street ready and willing to do the work that needed to be done.
You still have vacancies there too, right?
We do. And
too many?
I think too many. You know, one of the things that fell by the wayside because of the economy was the fact that we were doing front loading at one time. And what that means is as we anticipated retirements, we were bringing on cadets and we were getting them trained. And by the time an officer retired, you had a person to go right into that position and be out on the street doing the job. But because of the economy, we've let that go by the wayside. We're now looking at that again as a city. And I think it's extremely important. 25 positions vacant for 18 months is too long.
Is it ever possible that we can be like the Godfather and have a meeting of the families, you know, and have you and Virge Bonero, we broker a meeting, we get some, you know, bring in some food, you know, maybe some, you know, free entertainment. It's got to be pro bono, you know, not on the public dime. But, I mean, why can't you and he seem to get along almost any area?
Well, first of all, my job is to represent the public and to be able to explain to the public what it is that's happening in city government. Mm-hmm. I wasn't voted in to be Virge's best friend. It's a check and a balance. Now, having said that, if you look at my voting record, you'll see that over 90% of the time, the issues that have been brought forth from the mayor's office, I've supported. But have I asked tough questions? You've called me from time to time asking me to explain a situation.
True.
Other commentators have done the same thing. And it's because I ask the questions. I don't accept things on face value. I get stopped in the grocery store. I get stopped at churches. I get stopped at neighborhood meetings and asked to explain what it is that we're doing. I need to understand that. Third, I think when I was president in 2013, I offered to break bread. I offered to buy him breakfast. We ended up with two meetings during my tenure as president in the very beginning, and he never scheduled any more meetings. So, you know, I think this is a two-way street. But I think first and foremost is, you know, what am I doing for the public, and am I fulfilling my commitment to them and serving them versus being Virge Bonero's best friend?
Okay. I want to ask you two. We have about a minute left here, so very quickly. One, Board of Water and Light, not asking you for a sale, yes or no, but isn't it part of council's due diligence to at least look at that and look at a valuation for the board as a city asset, like you would any other asset? Two, casino project going forward, something you think will come to fruition or not, and is it a bad idea or a good idea?
Okay, let's start off with the Board of Water and Light. First of all, you know, I know you said you're not asking, but I'm going to state I don't support selling the Board of Water and Light. Currently, every year we get their independent audit. So we already understand what their finances are, and we understand what that worth is because we have GM that decided to continue to stay here. We have Accident Fund that decided to make their corporate headquarters here. We have Jackson National Life. So we understand that there's a value to that company. And should we do an operational audit? That's what council has asked for to determine if there are issues out there, and that still hasn't come to fruition. Talking about the casino, you know, I'm not sure that it will ever come to fruition. You know, I think there's a lot of legal hurdles out there.
All right. Our time is up. It always goes by breezily here with Carol Wood. We appreciate you coming in. She is an incumbent and vying for one of two seats at large of four candidates in the city of Lansing. Carol, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we have more coming up here. Morning Wake Up, don't go away. It's 1320. This is WILS.